Marcus Aurelius reminded us, you could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. Let each thing you would do, say, or intend be like that of a dying person. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. Marcus Aurelius believed in the power of the brave Stoic mind, stating, "The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing, because an artful life requires being prepared to meet and withstand sudden and unexpected attacks. This is the mark of perfection of character, to spend each day as if it were your last without frenzy, laziness, or any pretending. How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? Your noble self cannot wait any longer. Put your principles into practice. Now, stop the excuses and the procrastination. This is your life. The longer you wait, the more you'll be vulnerable to mediocrity and feel filled with shame and regret, because you know you are capable of better. From this instant on, vow to stop disappointing yourself. Separate yourself from the mob. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do, now. A brave mind is always learning, always seeking wisdom. Personal mastery involves a commitment to continuous learning about the world, the people around us, and ourselves. Stoicism encourages us to question, to be curious, and to remain students of life. Every change brings lessons. A brave mind takes time to reflect on these lessons, learning what can be improved for the future. This reflection enhances wisdom and prepares us for future changes. A brave mind values honesty and transparency in all interactions. By being truthful and open in our communications, by committing to doing what you say you will do, we set a foundation for trust and respect. Stoicism teaches us not to fear failure. Procrastination often stems from fear, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, or even fear of not reaching success. A brave mind is built through exposure to and overcoming adversity. Lesson 1. Harnessing the brave mind in the face of adversity. Have you ever stopped to consider just how powerful your mind truly is? Can you recall a moment when a calm, focused thought changed the course of your day? Imagine harnessing that power every single day. What is a brave mind, you might ask? The Stoics believed it to be a fortress of rationality, resilience, and virtue. How often do we face situations that seem beyond our control, leaving us feeling helpless and stressed? It is here that the brave mind becomes our greatest ally. Do you find yourself agonizing over past regrets or fearing the future? The Stoics taught that this is needless suffering. They posed a powerful question: why worry about what you cannot control? Instead, focus on what you can influence. How can we apply this Stoic lesson to enhance our mental fortitude today? Identify aspects of your life you can control and those you cannot. Write them down and consciously release the stress associated with things outside your control, focusing your energy only on actionable areas. This exercise guides us in focusing our efforts where they count, cultivating a brave and effective mind. How do you react when faced with a challenge? The Stoics saw obstacles not as barriers but as opportunities to strengthen the brave mind. Marcus Aurelius once said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." What challenges can you transform into stepping stones today? Consider life's unpredictable storms. Can we stand unshaken like the seasoned captain of a Stoic ship? The brave mind embraces such turmoil with clarity and purpose. How can this perspective change the way you face personal and professional upheavals? Marcus Aurelius reminded us to reflect on mortality not as a morbid obsession, but as a motivator to live fully in the present. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. How does this perspective shift your priorities and actions today? The brave mind, according to Aurelius, is an inner citadel, a stronghold where peace and rationality reign, regardless of external chaos. How can we build and fortify our inner citadel daily? It begins with self-reflection, understanding our motivations, and aligning our actions with our values. Remember, the journey of mastering such power is continuous. Each day presents a new canvas on which to practice the art of Stoic bravery. Ask yourself each morning, how will I use my brave mind today to transform challenges into opportunities for growth? Lesson 2. The brave mind and the mastery of emotions. Have you ever wondered why some people remain calm under pressure while others crumble? The secret lies in the mastery of emotions. Why do our emotions play such a crucial role in our lives? The Stoics taught that while we may not control external events, we do have power over our reactions. Emotions, when unchecked, can cloud our judgment and lead us astray. By understanding and managing our emotions, we can make decisions from a place of calm and rationality. What emotions do you notice influencing your decisions most frequently? Marcus Aurelius believed in observing one's emotions objectively, as if from a distance. This detachment allows us to recognize our feelings without being overwhelmed by them. By practicing this technique, we can respond to life's events with a clear mind. How can you apply this method the next time you experience a strong emotion? One effective way to master our emotions is through journaling. Each day, write down what you felt and why. Reflect on whether your emotions were justified by the situation or amplified by your perception. This exercise can reveal patterns and triggers, helping to cultivate a braver, more rational mind. What insights might you gain from regular emotional journaling? Our emotions are often a response to our perceptions rather than reality. A brave mind seeks to see the world as it is, not as it fears or wishes it to be. By challenging our initial perceptions, we can often change our emotional responses to be more in line with reality. How might changing your perceptions change your emotional responses? Emotional resilience is a hallmark of the brave mind. It involves facing adversity with courage and remaining calm in the face of emotional storms. The Stoics practiced this by expecting and accepting discomfort as a part of life. Can you think of a recent challenge where maintaining calm would have served you better? Rational thought is the rudder that steers the ship of the brave mind through emotional waters. When we feel swayed by strong emotions, asking ourselves rational questions can help regain balance. What are some rational questions you could ask yourself when you feel overwhelmed by emotions? Remember that emotional mastery is not about suppression, it's about understanding, managing, and aligning emotions with rational thought. How will you use the techniques we've explored to enhance your emotional bravery? Reflect on this as you continue to build your inner citadel of tranquility and strength. Lesson 3. Cultivating decision-making prowess with a brave mind. Have you ever faced a decision that felt overwhelming or fraught with uncertainty? It's in these moments that the power of a brave mind becomes essential. How might strengthening your decision-making change your approach to complex situations? Stoicism teaches us that clarity in decision-making arises from a harmonious mind. The Stoics emphasize that a brave mind is not impulsively reactive, but thoughtfully responsive. To make wise decisions, we must assess our options with both logic and temperance. What decisions in your life could benefit from a more measured and Stoic approach? In Stoic philosophy, every decision is an opportunity to practice virtue. Whether it's courage, justice, wisdom, or moderation, our choices reflect these fundamental values. By aligning our decisions with virtue, we not only improve our lives, but also contribute to a greater good. Can you identify a recent decision where you could apply Stoic virtues? To apply Stoic principles to decision-making, try virtue mapping. Before making a decision, list how it might align with Stoic virtues. This exercise helps prioritize actions that foster personal growth and ethical integrity. What decisions might you face today? And how could virtue mapping clarify your choices? Marcus Aurelius advised that a balanced mind weighs reason and emotion in harmony. While emotions are natural and informative, they should not cloud our rational judgment. When faced with a decision, consider both your emotional response and logical reasoning. How will balancing these aspects influence your decision-making process? A brave mind uses foresight to anticipate the consequences of decisions and reflection to learn from past choices. The Stoics practiced daily reflections to improve their future actions. By reflecting on the outcomes of your decisions, you can refine your decision-making skills. What recent choice might you reflect on today to improve your decisions tomorrow? Confidence in decision-making comes from experience and the reassurance that you are acting in accordance with your values. The Stoics believed that self-assurance is built through consistent practice of philosophical principles. As you make more decisions guided by Stoicism, your confidence will naturally grow. What step can you take today to build confidence in your decisions? Think about the ways you can integrate Stoic wisdom into your daily choices. Remember, each decision is a step towards becoming a more virtuous and decisive individual. How will you practice making braver and more informed decisions in your life? Lesson 4: The Brave Mind and Overcoming Fear. Have you ever noticed how fear can dictate the course of your actions, perhaps even holding you back from opportunities or experiences? The power of a brave mind lies significantly in its ability to confront and overcome fear. In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism arms us with the tools to dismantle fears and live a more courageous life. How might confronting your fears directly change your personal and professional life? Fear often arises from our perception of potential threats, whether physical, emotional, or psychological. The Stoics teach us that fear is not a reflection of reality, but of our thoughts and judgments about a situation. A brave mind seeks to understand the root causes of fear by examining these perceptions critically and rationally. By questioning the validity of our fears, we can begin to strip them of their power. Have you identified fears in your life that might not be as threatening as they seem? Marcus Aurelius, a prominent Stoic philosopher, advised that we can conquer fear by adapting our mindset and embracing rational thinking. He believed that by focusing on what is within our control, we reduce the space fear has to operate. A brave mind practices this by concentrating efforts on present actions and thoughts rather than hypothetical outcomes. How can you apply this Stoic strategy to a current fear you are facing? To effectively overcome fears, begin by mapping them out. Write down your fears, categorize them by their triggers, and note your typical responses to each. Next to each fear, write a rational response or action you can take to mitigate it. This exercise not only clarifies what you're actually afraid of, but also how you can confront these fears with a brave mind. What patterns do you notice in your fears, and how can you start addressing them today? Preparation is a key component in battling fear. The Stoics practiced mental rehearsals, envisioning potential challenges and mentally preparing responses or solutions. This kind of preparation builds confidence and reduces anxiety, because a prepared mind feels more competent and less vulnerable to fear. Can you think of a situation where better preparation might reduce your anxiety? Visualization is a powerful tool for a brave mind. By vividly imagining ourselves successfully overcoming our fears, we begin to break the psychological barriers that those fears have built. This technique, used by athletes and public speakers, can be applied to any area of life. How might you use visualization to enhance your ability to face fears in your professional life or personal challenges? Action is the antidote to fear. A brave mind uses fear as a catalyst rather than a barrier. Each step taken against a fear reinforces the mind's capability and resilience, turning theoretical courage into practical virtue. What is one fear that you can take a concrete action against this week to test this principle? Remember that fear itself is not a barrier but a pathway to growth and understanding. The Stoics remind us that by embracing and confronting our fears, we can lead lives defined not by limitations, but by our capacities to overcome them. How will you commit to using the strategies discussed today to cultivate a braver, more fearless version of yourself? Lesson 5: The Brave Mind's Path to Personal Growth. Personal growth is often viewed as a journey rather than a destination, but how does the brave mind navigate this journey? Stoicism teaches that the path to self-improvement is paved with self-awareness, discipline, and the willingness to confront our limitations. How might enhancing your self-awareness change your approach to personal growth? The first step towards personal growth is understanding oneself. A brave mind uses self-awareness to objectively assess strengths and weaknesses, desires and fears. Stoicism encourages us to reflect deeply on our daily experiences and reactions, pushing us to question why we think and behave in certain ways. This constant questioning leads to deeper insights and transformative growth. What aspects of yourself might you explore more deeply to enhance your growth? Discipline is at the core of Stoic training and is essential for personal growth. It involves setting clear goals and adhering to a set of practices that align with those goals. A brave mind maintains discipline not through rigid control, but through consistent, purposeful actions. How can you apply discipline in your daily routine to foster personal and professional development? To instill a habit of growth, engage in daily reflections. At the end of each day, take a moment to write down what you learned about yourself, what you did well, and what you could improve. Reflect on how your actions aligned with your values and goals. This practice not only solidifies what you have learned, but also clarifies the path forward. What might you discover about your growth journey through this exercise? Challenges are inevitable on the path to personal growth. A brave mind views these challenges as opportunities to practice virtues like courage and resilience. Stoicism teaches that every obstacle is a chance to strengthen our character. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself how it can contribute to your growth rather than hinder it. What current challenge could you reframe as an opportunity for personal growth? Resilience is a key trait of the brave mind. It is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and continue moving forward. By cultivating resilience, we prepare ourselves to handle future challenges more effectively. Resilience comes from facing difficulties, not avoiding them. How can you actively build resilience in areas where you feel vulnerable? A brave mind is always eager to learn and expand its horizons. Continuous learning is fundamental to personal growth. Whether it's picking up a new skill, reading broadly, or engaging in meaningful conversations, each experience enriches us and promotes growth. What new skill or area of knowledge could you explore to enhance your personal growth? Remember that the journey itself is a reflection of the principles we live by. Each day offers a new opportunity to practice these Stoic virtues and grow a little more. How will you commit to these practices to ensure your personal growth continues to flourish? Lesson 6. Leading your life with a brave mind. Have you ever thought of yourself as the leader of your own life? This entails not just making decisions about finance and family, but also handling the daily stresses that come with these responsibilities. In this lesson, we explore how adopting a Stoic approach with a brave mind can help you effectively lead your life, balancing personal responsibilities with wisdom and grace. How might taking charge of your life, guided by Stoic principles, enhance your ability to manage your responsibilities? Financial responsibility is a cornerstone of self-leadership. A brave mind approaches financial decisions with discipline and foresight, recognizing that each choice impacts long-term security. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between needs and wants, encouraging a lifestyle of simplicity and purpose. Managing finances wisely requires consistent evaluation and adjustment. How can you apply Stoic discipline to better manage your finances today? Family life, filled with its joys and challenges, demands a calm and centered approach. A brave mind utilizes Stoic principles to maintain equanimity amid family dynamics. It involves being present, patient, and proactive in addressing family needs while balancing personal well-being. Reflect on how maintaining a Stoic calm could improve your relationships and family life. What changes can you make to bring more harmony and understanding into your home? Conduct a stress audit by listing down the sources of stress in your life, particularly those related to finance and family. For each source, identify Stoic methods to mitigate these stresses, such as focusing on what you can control and accepting what you cannot. This exercise can help clarify which stresses can be managed actively and which should be met with acceptance. How might this clarification help you reduce overall stress? Leading your life effectively means setting clear priorities. With limited time and resources, a brave mind must decide what matters most, guided by Stoic values of virtue and practical wisdom. Prioritizing tasks and responsibilities according to their true value helps in managing time and reducing stress. What are your top priorities, and how do they align with your Stoic understanding of a meaningful life? Every day presents new challenges, and each is an opportunity to strengthen your resilience. The Stoic perspective views these challenges as tests of character and catalysts for growth. Facing daily responsibilities with a brave mind means embracing these tests, learning from them, and moving forward with increased strength. How can you view your daily challenges as opportunities for personal growth? Mindfulness is a Stoic practice that helps maintain balance amid the chaos of daily life. It involves being fully present in the moment, acknowledging and managing emotions without letting them dominate. Integrating mindfulness into your daily routine can enhance your response to life's demands, allowing for clearer thinking and more effective decision-making. What steps can you take to become more mindful each day? Consider the powerful role Stoic principles can play in your approach to financial and family responsibilities, as well as in managing daily stresses. Leadership starts from within, and by applying these teachings, you can enhance your resilience, wisdom, and tranquility. How will you continue to lead your life with the strength and clarity of a brave mind? Lesson 7: The Brave Mind and Expanding Beyond Comfort Zones. How often do you step out of your comfort zone? Stepping out of our comfort zone can be daunting, but have you considered how this practice might enrich your life and enhance your capabilities? Embracing voluntary discomfort is a key principle in Stoic philosophy that challenges us to grow, expand our horizons, and also fortify our character. Adopting a brave mind encourages us to seek out new experiences and knowledge, transforming us into more capable, valuable individuals. What might you discover about yourself by embracing challenges that initially seem daunting, and how could challenging yourself beyond your current limits transform your approach to personal and professional development? The brave mind recognizes that true growth often comes from discomfort. Stoicism encourages us to seek out experiences that stretch our limits and challenge our preconceptions. By willingly facing what we fear or avoid, we can uncover new strengths and overcome hidden weaknesses. Consider how your greatest achievements have often followed periods of significant challenge. How might embracing discomfort more regularly lead to greater personal growth? Begin a discomfort diary, where you commit to one activity outside your comfort zone each week. It might be engaging in a new social activity, tackling a challenging project, or even pursuing a new hobby that intimidates you. Document your feelings before, during, and after the activity, noting any changes in your perceptions and capabilities. What patterns do you notice? Does the discomfort decrease over time? Choose an activity that you typically avoid due to discomfort, whether it's learning a new language, public speaking, waking up early, or a physical activity like cold showers. Stepping into unfamiliar territory can dramatically increase your competence and confidence. Commit to engaging in this activity regularly over the next month. Track your feelings and progress in a journal, noting any changes in your perception and capacity related to the activity. What insights might you gain from this exercise about your ability to handle discomfort? Reflection is crucial when stepping out of our comfort zones. After each new experience, take time to reflect on what you learned, how you felt, and how you can apply this new knowledge in the future. This habit of reflection ensures that the discomfort is not just endured, but utilized as a tool for personal and professional development. What recent challenging experience can you reflect on to extract valuable lessons? Resilience is built through repeated exposure to difficulty. By voluntarily facing discomfort, we train ourselves to handle stress and adversity more effectively. This resilience is invaluable, as it prepares us to face life's unexpected challenges with a calm and capable demeanor. What are some areas in your life where increasing your exposure to new challenges could build your resilience? How will increasing your exposure to voluntary discomfort build your resilience? While it's beneficial to push your boundaries, it's equally important to balance experiences with activities that promote well-being. A brave mind knows when to push and when to rest, ensuring that growth does not come at the expense of health. Integrating relaxation and self-care into your routine is essential for sustaining long-term commitment to stepping out of your comfort zone. How can you ensure a healthy balance in your pursuit of growth? Reflect on how stepping out of your comfort zone can lead to significant personal and professional development. The Stoic practice of embracing challenges not only makes us more versatile, capable, insightful, and reflective individuals, but also deepens our understanding of our potential. Moving forward, how will you continue to challenge yourself to become more valuable and a better version of yourself? Lesson 8: The Brave Mind and Overcoming Procrastination. Procrastination is a common challenge that can hinder our productivity and success. How can the principles of a brave mind help us overcome the tendency to delay tasks? In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism equips us with the mental tools to combat procrastination and enhance our efficiency. What would your life look like if procrastination no longer held you back? Procrastination often stems from fear of failure, fear of the unknown, or even fear of success. A brave mind confronts these fears by examining them rationally and understanding their true nature. Stoicism teaches us to question our initial impulses and evaluate whether they serve our greater goals. Reflect on what specific fears might be driving your procrastination. How can you address these effectively? One effective way to break the cycle of procrastination is to commit to working on a task for just 5 minutes. This technique reduces the mental barrier to starting, which is often the hardest part. Once you begin, you may find it easier to continue beyond the initial time. Try this method with a task you've been putting off. What changes in your momentum and mindset do you notice? Discipline is central to the Stoic way of life and a critical tool in overcoming procrastination. By establishing and adhering to a routine, you can minimize the decision fatigue that often leads to procrastination. A brave mind creates and maintains a structured schedule as a framework for action. How can you adjust your daily routine to better support your productivity goals? Large tasks can seem overwhelming and discourage initiation. A brave mind approaches such challenges by breaking them down into smaller, more manageable components. This practice not only makes the task seem less daunting, but also provides multiple opportunities to experience success and gain momentum. What large task can you break down today to help overcome procrastination? Stoics view time as a precious and fleeting resource, and see the diligent use of time as a duty to oneself and others. Reflecting on the value of time can inspire a brave mind to act promptly and wisely. Consider how procrastination might be wasting your most valuable asset, time. How does this perspective motivate you to change your habits? Mindfulness helps us stay engaged in the present task and resist distractions. A brave mind uses mindfulness to maintain focus and resist the pull of less important but seemingly urgent tasks. Regular mindfulness practice can improve your ability to concentrate and reduce procrastination. What mindfulness techniques could you incorporate into your daily routine to help stay focused? Reflect on how Stoicism provides practical approaches to enhancing our productivity and fulfillment. By understanding the roots of procrastination, practicing discipline, and staying mindful, we can significantly reduce the habit of delaying important tasks. Moving forward, how will you apply these Stoic principles to become more decisive and action-oriented in your personal and professional life? Lesson 9: The Brave Mind and Navigating Change. Change is an inevitable part of life, yet it often evokes fear and resistance. How can a brave mind help us navigate the uncertainties of change with grace and confidence? In this lesson, we explore how Stoicism teaches us to embrace change as an opportunity for growth and development. What transformations could occur in your life if you approached change with a brave and open mind? Change, whether personal or professional, can disrupt our sense of stability. A brave mind understands that change is not just a challenge, but also a chance to demonstrate flexibility and resilience. Stoicism encourages us to view change as part of the natural order of the world, something to be accepted rather than feared. By adopting this mindset, we can reduce our anxiety and see change as a catalyst for personal evolution. What recent change have you resisted that might actually benefit you? To better manage change, engage in scenario planning. Imagine different outcomes of a change you are facing and plan your responses. This exercise not only prepares you for various possibilities, but also reduces the fear of the unknown. By anticipating potential challenges and outcomes, you can approach change with a proactive mindset. How can this methodical approach make you feel more in control of the changes in your life? Stoicism teaches the importance of detachment from external circumstances. A brave mind practices detachment by focusing on what can be controlled, our actions and responses. When we detach from the outcomes, we are better able to handle change without emotional upheaval. This doesn't mean we don't care about outcomes, but rather that we maintain our inner peace regardless of external changes. How might developing a sense of detachment aid you in coping with significant changes? Flexibility is a hallmark of a brave mind. It involves adapting your thoughts and actions according to the demands of your environment. Stoics believe that the wise adapt themselves to the world, while the foolish insist on trying to adapt the world to themselves. By cultivating mental and behavioral flexibility, you can more effectively navigate through periods of change. What are some ways you can practice being more flexible in your daily life? One way to build resilience is to voluntarily expose yourself to small changes. This can be as simple as altering your daily routine or trying new activities. Such exposure gradually desensitizes you to the impact of change and builds your confidence in handling larger transitions. Consider incorporating small, manageable changes into your life to build your resilience. What small change can you implement today? Every change brings lessons. A brave mind takes time to reflect on these lessons, learning what can be improved for the future. This reflection enhances wisdom and prepares us for future changes. After navigating a change, ask yourself what you learned and how you can apply this knowledge moving forward. How has a recent change taught you something valuable about yourself or the world? Consider how the Stoic principles of acceptance, detachment, flexibility, and reflection can transform your experience of change. By embracing change as an inevitable and beneficial aspect of life, you can approach it with confidence and openness. Looking ahead, how will you apply these principles to become more adept at navigating life's inevitable changes? Lesson 10: The Brave Mind and Achieving Personal Mastery. Personal mastery involves a lifelong commitment to self-improvement and understanding. How can the Stoic principle of a brave mind guide us toward achieving mastery over ourselves? In this final lesson, we delve into how the virtues of Stoicism can be integrated into our daily lives to foster personal growth, inner peace, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. What would it look like if you could master your impulses and reactions? Personal mastery, according to Stoicism, is not about controlling external circumstances, but mastering one's own perceptions, decisions, and actions. A brave mind focuses on self-awareness and self-regulation, aligning actions with rational thought and virtue. The first step towards personal mastery is recognizing that the only true control we have is over our minds and our responses. How can you start to focus more on controlling your responses rather than external events? Implementing daily self-reflection is a practical way to progress towards personal mastery. Each evening, take a few minutes to reflect on your day. What did you handle well? What could you have done better? Think about how your responses aligned with Stoic virtues. This habit helps identify patterns in your behavior that you can improve. What might you learn about yourself through this process? Self-discipline is crucial for personal mastery. It involves consistently choosing actions that align with your long-term values rather than short-term desires. This might mean choosing to wake up early for exercise, opting to spend time on personal development instead of immediate gratification through entertainment, and practicing moderation in all aspects of life. How can enhancing your self-discipline help you achieve your personal goals? Courage in Stoicism isn't just about bravery in the face of physical danger, but also about confronting inner fears and insecurities. It takes courage to face truths about ourselves, to change habits, and to step out of our comfort zones. A brave mind uses Stoic courage to push through discomfort in pursuit of growth. Reflect on an area of your life where applying more courage could lead to significant personal development. Emotional resilience is a key component of personal mastery. It allows us to remain calm and composed in challenging situations, maintaining clarity of thought and purpose. Stoicism teaches us to see obstacles as opportunities to practice virtues and strengthen our character. How can you better use life's challenges to enhance your emotional resilience? A brave mind is always learning, always seeking wisdom. Personal mastery involves a commitment to continuous learning about the world, the people around us, and ourselves. Stoicism encourages us to question, to be curious, and to remain students of life. What are some areas where you could deepen your knowledge or skills as part of your journey toward personal mastery? Acceptance is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy and a vital aspect of personal mastery. A brave mind accepts what cannot be changed, focusing energy only on what can be influenced. This acceptance does not mean passivity. Rather, it's an active acknowledgement that some things are outside our control. By embracing acceptance, we reduce frustration and free ourselves to act more effectively where we can make a difference. How can practicing acceptance in your daily life enhance your sense of peace and effectiveness? Being present in the moment is a powerful Stoic practice that enhances personal mastery. Mindfulness allows us to engage fully with the task at hand, minimizing distractions and reducing anxiety about the past or future. A brave mind is continually brought back to the present, where real impact is made. This focus sharpens our abilities and deepens our understanding of our environment and ourselves. How might increasing your mindfulness during daily activities improve your ability to respond to life's challenges? Visualization is a technique used by Stoics to prepare for future challenges and to manifest personal goals. A brave mind visualizes overcoming obstacles, achieving goals, and behaving virtuously in challenging situations. This practice not only prepares us mentally for what's to come, but also motivates us to act according to our highest ideals. What personal or professional goals could you start visualizing today to help bring them to fruition? To achieve personal mastery, Stoic philosophy must be more than just a set of ideas. It must be lived. Integrating Stoic principles into daily life means making decisions based on virtue and wisdom, acting with integrity, and treating others with respect and kindness. This integration transforms abstract concepts into concrete actions, making Stoicism a lived experience. What specific Stoic principles can you start integrating more fully into your everyday life? Gratitude is a powerful Stoic tool that shifts our focus from what we lack to what we possess. A brave mind practices gratitude daily, recognizing the value of the present and the resources at hand. This shift in perspective can dramatically increase contentment and happiness, even in challenging times. What are three things you can be grateful for today, and how can they change your view of your current circumstances? Stoic personal mastery involves managing impulses through self-restraint. A brave mind does not give in to every desire or react to every provocation. Instead, it considers the long-term effects of immediate actions. Practicing restraint helps maintain focus on greater goals and maintains harmony in actions and thoughts. What impulses do you find most challenging, and how can you practice restraint to better manage them? Stoicism does not advocate for emotional detachment from others, but rather for deepening connections through rational compassion. A brave mind understands that all humans are fallible and that we share common struggles. This understanding fosters empathy and strengthens relationships, which are essential for personal and social mastery. How can you show more compassion in your interactions to build stronger, more supportive relationships? It's important to recognize and celebrate the progress made. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory in the Stoic pursuit of a well-lived life. Reflect on how far you have come, the obstacles you've overcome, and the growth you've experienced. What milestones can you celebrate today? And what are your next steps on this path? Reflect on how the journey towards personal mastery is continuous and evolving. Each day offers new opportunities to apply Stoic principles, confront personal challenges, and grow into the person you aspire to be. Moving forward, how will you integrate the lessons of Stoicism to continue advancing on your path to personal mastery?